never heard a radio show like this before. Following in the footsteps of his father and grandfather, Taxi Dave drove a taxi in New York City for many years. In fact, he was born in the front seat of a yellow cab. Join us for an hour of informative discussion with the only person in America to have hosted the Today Show one time. He's knowledgeable, he's witty, and he wrote this. The only one of his kind, and presented by Melrose Credit Union, this is the Taxi Dave Show.
That's it, baby, when you got it, flaunt it, flaunt it!
It's Sunday night, and this is the place to be. The Taxi Dave Show on WOR 710. We're here at the iHeartRadio Studios in Tribeca, New York City. We're here with Brother Ben.
We're good here evening.
With Claire.
Woo-hoo!
We're here with JFK Mike.
Yes.
And I'm Taxi Dave, your host. Oh, you know, New York City's the only place where you could be driving to the studio on Fifth Avenue and end up stopped in the middle of a demonstration. And that only means one thing. Donald Trump is in town.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. Police, scooters, have signs, yelling, chanting. Welcome to New York City on a Sunday afternoon. Well, we were off the air last week. We were down in Florida. And I took a no-frills airline. It's really great. No Frills Airline is a wonderful thing. Oh, gee, somebody's calling my cell phone. The show. Let's see. Well, it's a 718 number. So, you know, that might be our guest.
Ah.
But I'm going to have to... I gave him the hotline number. Anyway, what happened was I flew No Frills for the first time. And I said, wow, what a great price. And then I wanted to check one bag, $59 each way, and I did that the next day. And then if you want to take a bag into the plane, which we, you know, Claire and I needed, that's $49 each way. So the baggage airfare was $222. And then I said, well, wow, look at this. You can get a seat with a little more room. That was another $100. I mean, it's No Frills. I mean, but you pay for everything. You want a can of soda, $3. You want M&M's, it's $4. You want to go to the bathroom, a pee-pee is free. And a poop is free, too. But the toilet paper is $18. But our guest today is going to be Assemblyman David Weprin. And we'll be with him in just a few minutes. And we'll also talk about New York City Department of Education bus drivers. There's a medallion auction coming up. There's some recalls, a class action settlement. Oh, Yankees versus Boston. Listen, folks, Yankees got their butts kicked last night, 10-5. If you want to listen to the Yankees game, stay right here on the Mets station, because we will not be giving you updates. So stay right here. Okay?
Don't touch that dial.
Anyway, you know, we were going to wake up when I was down in Florida at 5 a.m. I have to tell you how spoiled we are in New York. I don't know what's normal, New York or Florida. We were going to wake up at 5 a.m. For a fishing trip, and I woke up extra early, decided to buy breakfast and bring it back to the hotel room before the excursion, and there was a Denny's like a mile away. I said, great. I got there at 4:30 in the morning. The doors were unlocked, the lights were on, and there wasn't a soul in sight. I called out, you know, anybody here, anybody here? Finally, a woman came out. How may I help you? And I said, let me have two sandwiches, okay, on whole grain bread. Two scrambled eggs with ham and cheese on one, and two scrambled eggs with tomato on the other. Mm. And she says to me, well, let me figure out which way is cheaper. And then she walked into the back. Anyway, I look at my watch, and it's 4:40, and she comes out without the food. And she had a big smile. And in a bragging manner, she said, I figured it out. I said, you figured what out? She said, I figured out which way is cheaper for you. I mean, that's what you were doing? Oh, yeah. And a customer walked in at that moment, and she sat him down and took the guy's order. And she came back to me about 5 minutes later, two eggs with ham on one sandwich and two eggs with tomato and cheese on the other. Right? I said, wrong. I repeated my original order again. 5 minutes later, she said, you want toasted bread? I said, no. And she ran to tell the chef. Finally, I got my food, and she insisted we check it. And it was wrong again. So I pointed out the problems, repeated my order. But, you know, for the second inspection, I just decided that I said, everything is fine. And the guy who walked in, ordered breakfast, sat down, ate, was paying before I got to pay. Okay? So I said, it's perfect. The eggs are perfect. And I looked at my watch. It was 5 a.m. It took me 30 minutes. Now, it took me half an hour just to get two egg sandwiches. Okay? And it was screwed up twice. So right then, I thought, man, how I miss New York City. At any coffee shop in any borough in New York City, in a half hour, you can get 20 orders, all different, and they'll get it right each time. Okay? Welcome to Breakfast to Go at Denny's in Florida.
Oh, man.
So what am I missing? I mean, is New York that good? Is Florida that bad?
You forgot that she had to go into the back and take off her shoes and socks to count. That was the part.
That's right. She got it right.
Yeah.
What could I say? Do we have our guest? I just want to know. No sign. Okay. So
you know, let me just jump in because I was talking to a cab driver, and I know there's license reciprocity to drive a cab in New York. I believe it's with Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and I think Massachusetts. And half kidding, he brought up a good point. I was like, why don't they allow, as insane as it sounds, Florida for the cabbies who can basically live cheap in Florida, and it's almost like a sixth borough as it is, for cabbies who live in Florida to come back and drive if they want to stay with a friend? Because right now, there are a lot of cabbies who used to be New Yorkers. They live in Florida part-time, and they go back and forth between New York and Florida. So, like I said, as insane as it would be, it would be interesting to see if you could open up reciprocity for cabbies who basically live in New York but also have a little place in Florida. Because, like I said, I was talking to a couple of Haitian cabbies, and they say they do that already. Mm-hmm. Like, they basically have to live in New York X amount of days to maintain their residence here, but they do have a little place in Florida. So just in general, as like I said, it's me being me. But and that and the other thing is you can fly back and forth for, like, I think now maybe like $250 round trip. So you could basically stay with a friend for about a week or 10 days and then hang out in Florida. And by the end of the day, you're actually saving money commuting to drive a cab in New York by having a place in Florida. So, Dave, I don't know if that's lunacy, but opening up the reciprocity for Florida. But I'm just throwing it out there. See if anybody be interested. Because basically, I know so many people live in Florida now.
Mm-hmm. You have no idea how many people live in Florida.
Too many. I know too many people in Florida.
And so many are seniors down there. You know, snowbirds are supposed to come up here for the summer. Right. There was so much traffic, it was unbelievable. Yeah. While I was down there, I saw my friend's mom. I saw Pearl. I saw my brother-in-law, Bruce. And, you know, Pearl is in this wonderful, wonderful home with assisted living and independent living, and it was so great that I asked my Aunt Sue, who was down there. I said, Aunt Sue, I'm going to take you to this place. I want you to go in. I want you to experience everything, and I'll wait out here in the car and tell me what you think. So she went in, and she went to the dining room, and oh, my gosh, there was salmon, and there was steak, all this food. She started leaning to the side, and a nurse came up and sat her straight up.
Right.
And then she said, well, do you have a computer room? They put her in the computer room. She was learning how to do the computer for a few minutes. She started tilting to the left.
Uh-huh.
And a nurse came out of nowhere and sat her up.
Then she said,
do you have a library? She went into the library. They had thousands of books there.
Yeah.
She sat down, opened up a book. She started leaning to the right. And a nurse came out of nowhere and sat her up.
Right.
So with this, she came outside to the car and got in the car, and I said, so Aunt Sue, you know, how did you like this place? She said, oh, the food is great, the social life is great, the library is great, the computer room is great, there's just one thing I don't like about it. I said, what's...
We're going to work on that, too.
Hey, listen, folks, this is a classy show, okay? This is a classy show.
Breaking news.
And so I couldn't resist. So since we're such a classy show, what a segue into introducing one of our guests this evening is Assemblyman member David Weprin. He was elected in a special election to the Assembly on February 9th in 2010. And he's devoted his life to public service and making government more responsive, efficient, and accountable. It's the same district that Saul Weprin, his dad, represented, okay, for 23 years, and his brother also represented it. Now, Weprin has lived in Hollis, Jamaica, Queens, his entire life. He's a graduate of Jamaica High School, went to SUNY at Albany, cum laude degree in political science, and a law degree from Hofstra University. In 83, David Weprin was chosen by Governor Mario Cuomo to serve as deputy superintendent of banks and secretary of the banking board for New York State. Weprin was a watchdog of nearly $2 trillion, regulating more than 3,000 financial institutions. By the way, our phone number here is 800-321-0710, and our email address is taxihale@aol.com. That's 800-321-0710. In 2001, Weprin was elected to the New York City Council. Okay, and Weprin led the charge with the mayor to put more than $1 billion back in the pockets of homeowners and co-op owners in the form of that annual 400 property tax rebate that owners get. That was him, David Weprin. He also successfully opposed congestion pricing.
Oh,
he has called it an out-of-borough tax. And since 1994, he has served as district leader and executive member of the Saul Weprin Club, named after his father, the New York State Assembly Speaker. So right now, let me introduce Assemblyman David Weprin. Welcome to the Taxi Dave Show.
Pleasure to be with you. Good evening.
Good evening. Now, your district is home to one of the largest mosques in New York City, the Jamaica Muslim Center. It's also home of the largest Sikh temple in New York. Claire and I went to a wedding there, actually. And not to mention synagogues and Hindu temples and churches of all denominations. You also, I remember you standing side by side with taxi drivers on more than one occasion when they were down at City Hall, for example, and calling for equality in accessible regulations for e-hail apps like Uber and Lyft. And I'm going to hit a couple of subjects. I'm going to throw it out there. Also, up in Albany, I want to thank you, okay? I want to thank you for helping with the, what do you call it? The Driver's, Taxi Driver Protection Act.
Yes.
That's what it is. I want to thank you for supporting that. And what that does, folks, is if you abuse physically a taxi driver, the penalties are now felonies the same as an MTA driver. And that is David Weprin.
Thank you.
We have
outstanding.
You know, we've had people on the show like Gridlock Sam, for example, who firmly believes that Move New York, tolling the bridges below 60th Street, is a good thing. We've had Tony Avella on the show, the senator, and David Weprin agrees with the senator that that's nothing more than a tax. So I've laid a foundation from a transportation point of view of who David Weprin is and his history, and I'm doing all the talking here. So what subject would you like to start with, Assemblyman?
Well, I thought congestion pricing was dead. I thought we were finished with it. And then now with the MTA's latest troubles and everybody looking for solutions to solve the MTA problem, sure enough, the idea of congestion pricing has reared its ugly head again, in my opinion. And I'm going to continue to fight that. I don't think the answer is tolling the free bridges and imposing another middle-class tax on people from Queens and Brooklyn and small business owners and taxi drivers and other small businesses that rely on the free bridges for multiple trips across them. I don't think that's the answer to solve the congestion problem in New York. And I don't think it's the answer to solve the MTA's financial problems. To me, I have a couple of proposals that I think are better suited to help the MTA. One is to bring back a form of what used to be called the commuter tax, but really is a non-resident income tax. But I have a proposal that would not tax any New York State residents, even Nassau and Suffolk and Westchester, et cetera, because it would give a full credit. Everybody would pay the non-resident income tax if you live outside of New York City but work in New York City, but you would get a credit, a direct dollar-for-dollar credit on your taxes if you live outside of New York State. If you live in New York State, rather, so it would basically only apply to Connecticut, New Jersey, and Massachusetts, et cetera, residents would have to pay that tax. But still, they're using the services in New York City And I think it's a fairer way to pay for some of the MTA issues and infrastructure issues. So that's one proposal I hope to revive when we get back to Albany. But as you had mentioned, David, we have a very diverse district in my area. It's actually the same district that Donald Trump grew up in. It's changed a lot since he left. It's become much more diverse. It's become, you know, a lot of Muslims, a lot of mosques, a lot of Sikh temples, a lot of Hindu temples, as well as a lot of synagogues still. And it's changed a lot, but at the same time, we have so many people that are in the taxi industry or, you know, car service industry through the a lot of the South Asian community and the Muslim and Sikh community. And, of course, I always fight for my constituents, but I also, you know, fight against injustice. And we've had a number of incidents, the hate crimes affecting that community. We had a Sikh cab driver that was assaulted because he wanted to collect a fare, and the
Harrikat
refused
Singh.
To pay the fare. That was a constituent of mine from Richmond Hill, and we fought to have that treated as a hate crime because they took his turban. He was more upset about having his turban removed and taken away and not given back than he was about losing the fare. But it really was a hate crime, and we have to educate people, you know, that people of, you know, many different religions and ethnic backgrounds, and we're all basically the same, and we can't discriminate. We have to end hate wherever it shows up, and I think a hate crime against one group should be a hate crime against all of us, and I think we all have to stand together.
Right. Well, you've been preaching to be tolerant of each other's cultures all along. You've been preaching.
Mm-hmm. And just the assemblyman.
And I think the assemblyman is a great idea. Instead of move New York, I mean, the commuter tax goes in, and then no New York State resident has to pay tax because there's a dollar-for-dollar credit. I love that.
Yeah.
Okay? I just moved a little north of the city. I'm in favor of it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
I just want to say you're 1,000% right about Richmond Hill. That is, from what I see, it's a lot of first-generation cabbies go out there, and they get their first house, apparently, now in Richmond Hill. So I'm very proud of you looking out for a lot of folks with the first-generation community who may not know the laws and rules of the city. So we appreciate you guiding them through this. And like I said, it encourages me, with all this talk about immigration, to see people getting in the system and buying houses and buying cabs. So we want to thank you for looking out for these guys and gals.
All right.
No problem. And, you know, look, we're all immigrants, either first, second, third, or fourth generation. You have to start somewhere, and we're very proud of our immigrant community. Our immigrant community built New York City, built New York State, and really built our country.
Yes. David Whipperin, the assemblyman, has not forgotten where he came from and protects the little guys and protects drivers. We have a few callers. Can we take a couple of calls, assemblyman?
Absolutely.
Let's start with Ira. You're on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hello, Dave, and Congressman Whipperin. This is something that affects the, in regards to MTA. On the cab, they pay 50 cents for each drop, for each ride to the MTA. Uber and all these other companies pay nothing. And the dollar vans are still operating in Queens. Those are millions of dollars that the MTA should be collecting, that the city is not enforcing the laws that are on the books about busing from bus stops and the dollar vans, and what could be done about this?
Well, look, you know, Uber and Lyft just got into upstate New York in the suburbs. They would never been in there. It was only in New York City. One of our arguments to let them in to the market upstate in the suburbs was to mandate that they abide by the same rules as taxis do, and this, I think, goes along with that. I mean, of course, there are safety issues with, you know, screening of drivers and knowing who the Uber and Lyft drivers are. I also chaired a committee for over 3 years in the Assembly dealing with people with disabilities, and one of my complaints against Uber and Lyft is that they didn't commit to disability taxis, disability vehicles, as is the case in New York City Taxi and Limousine Commission, both the yellow cabs and the green cabs. I think by 2020 have to be at least 50% accessible, wheelchair accessible. And I think that's something that has not happened with Uber and Lyft. And I think there was a lawsuit recently you probably read about. And, you know, there is going to be some changes there, but it's not fast enough if you ask me. And the issue that you raised is also a very valid issue.
Thanks, Ira. Bert, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hi, David. Hi, Congressman. I didn't know that the Congressman was going to be our guest tonight, but I did have two subjects I wanted to touch. Maybe the Congressman could give an opinion after. Number one, Dave, I know you said you were looking for sponsors, and I would like to recommend that, you know, all taxi drivers and all owners of taxis would be able to help sponsor your show, maybe contribute to a website. That would be number one. And number two is,
nice.
instead of having a taxi show just for 1 hour, Dave, maybe we can have a taxi channel like Wins, All News All the Time,
like
WFAN Sports,
cool.
All Sports All the Time. We can have 24 hours of taxis, and instead of the contributors having an advertisement, we could call in with the suggestions, you know, relating to the taxi industry, as per this.
Hear that, WOR?
I'm listening intently.
Good idea.
Now, the taxi industry has, the taxi commission has proposed a 25% wheelchair accessible vehicles for all the apps and the black cars. That's going to hurt that industry because now they're going to go have to and suffer the same way the medallion industry has to have 50%. Why not make it real? Why not take some statistics? We have computers. We have the greatest technology in the world. And see just how many fares are wheelchair required. And then we can reduce that. And the black cars and the app bases, instead of working against each other, instead of criticizing Uber, maybe could work with them, and maybe we can pick up the, you know, the wheelchair accessible fares for them. But for every fare that the medallions pick up for them, maybe they could give us just a regular fare also, plus all the other compensation. And you wouldn't have people not wanting to buy wheelchair accessible vehicles, which is what happens now. The drivers do not want to drive the wheelchair accessible vehicles. They signed on to be taxi drivers, and there's a big difference. So this way, instead of having 50%, you can reduce it to maybe 10%, and they would be lined up. Then you'd have volunteers, because instead of giving them some of the money that the city gives them, we could give them a lot more money and increase the financial incentive.
I see you haven't thought about this too much, huh?
Okay, so anyway, I'm going to give it back to you, and I do hope we have an all taxi 24-hour show with several you know, MCs.
You have the midnight shift.
Yes, I like the midnight shift, and I'll tell you, David, I already have some sponsors lined to advertise at the midnight shift. Have a good night, Dave.
Okay, thanks a lot. And that reminds me.
Speaking of which, you want to give the phone number for advertising?
Sure. 718-706-TAXI. That's 718-706-8294. We'll take sponsors, airlines, car makers. And
Call Nissan
didn't like it because I wasn't syndicated. Mm. It was like, oh, okay, so I have to be that big to get somebody that big.
Tell them
to
give you $1 million a year, then you'll be syndicated.
There we go. I mean, you know, we tell people not to drink and drive. Any beverage companies out there or distributors interested in sponsoring?
I just want to ask the assembly person real quick. We have a big election for mayor coming up. What are some of the things that are doable, and what are the things that are not doable? Like I said, if you could fix something tomorrow, what are some of the things where you think is extremely doable that should be done right away?
About what? That's a big topic.
I'm narrowing down.
I think everyone should change their underwear every day.
Well, let's not get carried away. Okay. But just in general about the taxi cabs and transportation, the subways are a mess. Everything's a mess with transportation. This is really becoming a transportation election. What are some of the things we could do on the right quick versus like a 2 or 3 year thing?
Well, look, we have to invest in our infrastructure. I think the powers that be, whether it be the mayor or the governor, I think, you know, both realizing it, it's certainly on the front page. You know, I don't think, you know, the New York Times just this past yesterday did an editorial asking to bring back the commuter tax instead of a millionaire's tax. You know, look, you know, millionaires pay their fair share of taxes. I don't think, you know, if any time there's a problem to, you know, the answer is to tax millionaires. I will say, though, I am supporting Mayor de Blasio for reelection. You know, he's done some good things. I like what he's done with pre-K. I like what he's done with public safety. I'm not a big supporter of the millionaire's tax, but I, you know, do support, you know, bringing back the commuter tax in some form. And as I mentioned, my form would not actually take money out of New York State taxpayers. It would only affect commuters from other states, and they take advantage of our services, so I think it's fair that they pay a fair share.
Assemblyman Weprin, every time the MTA does its budget, they're in crisis. Okay, so, we have a temporary fix, stage one. We only need $800 million more dollars. Huh? We have stage two, hundreds of millions more. It always seems that no matter what time of the year, no matter what year, no matter who is in power, the MTA mismanages their funds and is always begging. Besides taking, you're aware of the taxes on everything from your cable bill to your phone bill to selling your house or buying. I think it's selling the house. I forget. I'm trying to sell my house now, and I want to put it in escrow and sue them, but I'm not allowed to because it's state law. But, you know, does it ever end? Does the MTA ever say, you know what? We have a surplus, or we have enough money now, and, you know, we're going to rebate some of the MTA, the 50 cents that the cabbies have been collecting, or we're going to reduce the fare. Is that ever a reality in the future?
Well, that was my argument against tolls on the free bridges, because they keep saying, we'll keep the tolls down, they're not going to go up, you know, we'll lower the other tolls. The Move New York plan lowered the tolls on the paid bridges now, to equal a lower fare on the free bridges. But as you just pointed out, is it ever going to stay low? Is it ever going to go down? Is it ever going to be eliminated? How many times have you heard, you know, that the Verrazano Bridge toll was only going to be in effect for a short period of time until the bonds were paid off? Sure enough, 30 years came and went, and you're still paying tolls on the Verrazano Bridge, and they keep going up.
That's right. Surprise.
Yeah.
Can you stay with us, or do you have to get off?
No, I can stay.
Okay. Great. Well, first of all, when we get back, we'll take some more of your phone calls. Our number is 800-321-0710. But there's a grand opening of the Yellow Taxi Garage. It's a family-owned business for 30 years. They have experience of 30 years. No hassles, no gimmicks. All shifts are available, located at the foot of the Queensboro Bridge. The address is 42-30 11th Street. That's 42-30 11 Street in Long Island City. If you want to call for their specials, the area code is 646-817-4900. 646-817-4900 for their grand opening specials. We're on with Assemblyman David Weprin. When we come back, we'll take some more of your calls. We have Brother Ben in the studio, Claire in the studio, JFK Mike in the studio.
Yes.
I'm Taxi Dave. This is the Taxi Dave Show, brought to you by Melrose Credit Union.
You can get there from here.
Yes, you can, Brother Ben. We'll be right back.
If the relationship that you have with your bank is the third teller from the left, then maybe it's time to rethink your relationships. At Melrose Credit Union, they believe you should get much more from a banking relationship. That's why they provide their members with a business services specialist, a dedicated individual who takes the time to get to know you and who is responsible for handling every single interaction you have with the credit union. So you can continue to wait for teller number three or head over to Melrose Credit Union. They look forward to getting to know you.
It is time when bold knights and bawdy wenches gather to feast and frolic. It is time when the royal court and naughty courtesans mix and mingle. It is time for the New York Renaissance Fair. Come, shed the weight of today and step into our legendary realm. See swords flashing in the sun, hear the ring of steel, and feel the excitement as knights on horses thunder into the arena. Join in the revelry, shop exquisite crafts, and savor your choice of fine food and drink. Join us in the joyful festivities at the Renaissance Fair. Real people, real food, real fun. Live it up at the New York Renaissance Fair.
The New York Renaissance Fair, open Saturdays, Sundays, and Labor Day Monday, August 5th through October 1st in Sterling Forest, Tuxedo Park. Buy discount tickets at Walgreens and Duane Reade. Performance schedules and other info at renfair.com. Spend $200 in the Artisan Marketplace this weekend and receive two complimentary fair admission tickets. Details at renfair.com.
Proudly serving the New York transportation industry for over 20 years, Hereford Insurance Company serves the for-hire transportation market with all their insurance needs. Hereford Insurance provides TLC-required commercial auto liability, workers' compensation, theft, collision, and physical damage coverage. Hereford Insurance is located at 3601 43rd Avenue in Long Island City, New York. Visit Hereford.com for additional information or call 718-361-9191. 718-361-9191. That's 718-361-9191. Hereford Insurance. They move New York.
My father drove a yellow cab with Neil Greenbaum's father, Andy, who was the founder of All Taxi Management. You too can join the All Taxi family. Drive yellow and earn green. You can now own a brand new Wave, which is a wheelchair accessible vehicle, for only $797.99 a week and no money down. You will earn 50 cents for every trip you take. The car basically pays for itself. And to top it off, the first week is free. All Taxi Management is located at 41-25 36th Street in Long Island City, and that is conveniently located near the 7 train. With many cars available, new or used, work with the folks who have a great reputation. Call Max or Mr. L at 718-361-0055. That's 718-361-0055. Must meet certain requirements.
This is the Taxi Dave Show.
I hope you guys have an extra hour. 1 hour is really not long enough.
I'll have no voice left if I do that.
Trucking, got my chips cashed in. Keep trucking like the dude of man. Together, more or less in life. Just keep trucking on.
Dave Show is back. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union.
You can get there from here.
Okay. Real quickly, let me give you some recalls that are going on. Did you ever remember in the 70s when we used to drive and you didn't really have the plus and minus on the batteries, or at least you couldn't see them that often, or red and black?
Right.
And you'd get shocked like 50% of the time it was a guess?
Yeah.
Well, if you use the guide, people at Chrysler, there's incorrect jump starting information. If a customer follows the user's guide, they may hook up the battery jumper cables incorrectly. Okay, and that's on the 2017 Jeep Compass. So be careful and read the user's guide. Okay. Ford is recalling certain 2017 Lincoln MKZs and Ford Edge Infusions with 2-liter gas engines. The torque converter wells have been inadequately welded. And if the torque converter weld studs fail, the torque converter will not be connected to the engine and the vehicle will lose the ability to move. Not something you want to happen if you're in the middle of the highway. Also, Chrysler is recalling certain 2017 Dodge Challengers with 5.7-liter engines because the transmission may not be in the park position if that's the gear selected. So if the vehicle is exited and you think the vehicle's in park, okay, the car could start rolling. So that's a problem. That's going to be recalled. And the last, it's something, the door latch side impact collision. If the doors unlatch and open in a side impact, the occupants have an increased risk of injury. That's on all the Ford's 2015 through 2017 F-150s, 2017 F-250s, 350s, 450s. What could I tell you? That recall is going to start on July 21st. There's recalls. You don't get them anywhere else except the Taxi Dave Show.
Now, are there any recalls on 1974 convertibles? Any recalls about that? No?
On the way here, while I was sitting in the middle of a demonstration, an anti-racism, an anti-Trump, it was all collective, my 1974 Cadillac started heating up. All of a sudden, I saw some smoke and I smelled oil. I thought, oh, this must be from the oil pan. Parked the car, we ate lunch, we ate dinner, and as I'm heading to the show, my brakes were gone. Somehow, some way, the brake line, I think it was the brake line, is cut. So right now, there's a 74 Cadillac parked in front of 32 6th Avenue. okay, without brakes. So after the show, I'm going to have to call a tow truck. Hey, if any of you guys want an OT, by the way, 905 be downstairs in front of 32 6th Avenue. We have to get a tow truck, and we have to get Brother Ben home and Claire and myself home. So that's always fun.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for that.
Don't worry, Mom. We're okay.
Okay. We're here with Assemblyman David Weprin, a lifelong politician who's done nothing but help people, his constituents, taxi drivers, all kinds of drivers. He's been teaching and preaching ethnic tolerance. Bob, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Dave, how you doing?
Okay.
All right. Now, with Assemblyman Weprin.
Yes.
Two items. One, put a thing on the bridges. Public transportation, including taxis, has priority. The only thing more than that, police and fire. That'll solve a lot of problems right there.
I like that. An express lane for vehicles who are moving people if you're not driving yourself.
Amen.
Love it.
All right.
Nice.
That's actually an extension on the HOV lane. You know, HOV lane is for two.
Exactly. Two more going for your yellow, you get quicker. That's the simplest way.
Cool.
Okay.
All right. And the thing is, get the Brooklyn Bridge. Put that on transit, because that has no transit going over it.
A little tough to add railroad tracks.
I don't know. I don't know if the answer is to toll it, because that's one of the proposals. So I'm against that.
Is it really? Oh, I thought. Well, tolling it is one of the proposals, but I don't know about getting transit on it.
Well,
that's tough. The lanes are narrow.
Yeah, Sullivan. The apparently for whatever reason, the HOV lane on the Van Wyck or Grand Central. That's kind of like the third rail of transportation politics. Assemblyman? Mm. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi. Can you hear us? Dun, dun, dun.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Assemblyman? Can you hear us? Dun, 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 dun. We can hear him, but we...
Well, don't know what happened there. We lost the Assemblyman?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what happened?
Oh.
I didn't touch anything.
I didn't do it.
No. Now instead of...
Okay, anyway.
Now it says on. And
please call back. Yeah.
Okay, do we have Nino? Is he on the phone?
I'm getting survivors.
Okay.
Moves.
Nino, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hi. Hi. This is Nino, yeah. I hope Assemblyman is coming back.
He'll be coming back. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I mean, first of all, I understand why he supports Mayor de Blasio, but I had a few questions for him.
What are your questions?
Which political party Mayor de Blasio belongs to? Right?
Which political party does he belong to? Okay.
Right.
Is that going to be a one-word answer, or do you have something to say about it?
No, one-word answer. There's a lot of stuff.
He's a Democrat, but we all know he has progressive views.
De Blasio.
De Blasio.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right,
Assemblyman, you're with us now, right?
I'm back.
Yay!
Okay, so Nino wants to know, which party does Mayor Bill de Blasio represent?
He's a Democrat. He also runs with Working Family Party support and, you know, tends to be more on the, you know, left side of the Democratic Party. But he certainly is still a mainstream Democrat and runs with Democratic support. And he's running in a Democratic primary, and I'm pretty sure he's going to win the Democratic primary, which is coming up on September 12th.
Yeah. Just a follow-up, sir. Thank you very much for calling back. We had a little technical difficulty. But just in terms of traffic, the political third rail of traffic politics apparently are these HOV lanes, which I know work great on the Long Island Expressway and other parts of the world, and I'm just wondering if there's any chance of us getting these HOV lanes for cabs and limos and cars, basically, that have three or four people inside. Because all I see now on the Van Wyck, when I drive from Kennedy into the city, I see one person, one car, one person, one car, over and over again. So just your thoughts on that, please.
Yeah, well, we got to do something about the Van Wyck. The Van Wyck Expressway is still significantly one of the worst, along with the BQE, which has gotten a little better, but not much.
Right.
One of the worst roadways for traffic any time of the day or night, rush hour or not.
Mm-hmm.
So something has to be done, and that certainly is a good proposal. I guess that's maybe why we have so many
okay,
immigrants so many immigrants in Queens, because they all fly into Kennedy Airport,
right,
and get stuck on the Van Wyck Expressway, and most of them never leave Queens.
Nino, was there anything else?
Yeah, no. I just quick. Well, what I want to say actually is the political party that we always support, years after years, it is the same one that, I mean, destroying the lives of hard-working immigrants within the yellow taxi industry. And I just don't understand. We don't have any clue what is going on. Actually, I have hundreds and hundreds of friends calling me, because I'm one of the representatives up there. They have lost their medallions in foreclosure. Some of them lost their homes, and some of them went to bankrupt to save their homes after 20, 30, and 40 years. And, I mean, how much longer we have to stay now? I mean, this nonsense. And also something else. I mean, Albany actually was created the green cabs. So why doesn't Albany can also help us in this way on coming up with new legislations toward New York City about making the difference between a yellow cab and FHVs. And that, I mean, once we set the difference, which is yellow cabs and green cabs.
It's a three-minute question. Come on, Nino.
Are the only one that, I mean, given the main service, and everybody else is by prearranged. The answer is simple, but I just don't know what is going on behind the walls.
Good question. Mm. Yeah. So I guess the assemblyman is doing all he can, and just, I guess what Nino's trying to say is he's seen the value of his medallions plummet within the last 3-4 years. I'm just wondering, is there any hope on the horizon for taxi medallion owners, assemblyman?
Yeah, well, I think we have to do something for the traditional taxi cab industry. Of course, we all know these ride-sharing, Uber, Lyft, et cetera, has really hurt the value of the traditional taxi medallion, and that's a problem. And we, as was pointed out, we have a lot of people spent life savings, you know, coming into the middle class and into the upper middle class because of their taxi medallions, and now they've lost that value, and it's a big problem. So I think we should have something to do. We should get everybody together and try to figure out how we can help the taxi industry. You know, and again, I was not a big supporter of Uber and Lyft and Via, et cetera, coming into the upstate and suburban market because, for a few reasons, because they didn't agree to the same rules about, you know, screening, et cetera, of the drivers, but also making their vehicles accessible. And that is a problem in today's society. We're now in the 27th year of the Americans with Disability Act, and there are laws in place, and people with disabilities, you know, have civil rights as well, and they should be able to get a vehicle when they need one, and that's a problem. So, but I do support the traditional taxi cab industry, and I would like to do something that would help them with the value of their medallion.
That's great.
Thank you. Here's a retired cabbie. I'm in Florida. The only taxis I care about are in New York City. Here's yellow cab drivers are going through a quicksand. Daily income is down 30%. Ask your guest, what is the chance that New York State will bail us out? Give us a loan at 2.5% to pay back the mortgage on the medallion. Thanks. Okay, so he's looking for
help.
Yeah, he's looking for help. Okay.
We have passed laws, mostly at the federal level, but we've also trying to do stuff at the state level as well to help lower interest rates on student loans. Maybe the answer is to help them, you know, with subsidizing some of the interest payments on the medallions in light of the value having gone down.
That would be spectacular, Assemblyman. We're going to take a commercial break in a second, but I did announce on the last show that there's an industry-changing app that's been developed. Now, I spoke with the owner, and she'll be on this show when it's 100% flawless. And that'll be probably within 2 or 3 weeks. She will come on the show to promote the app that's industry changing for taxi drivers especially, and it will affect everything we do in this yellow taxi industry. It's a wonderful, wonderful app, and I'm sworn to secrecy, so I'm not going to talk about it. All right.
We look forward to it, Dave, to hearing it.
I'm going to need your help
show promoting
it, Assemblyman. There you go.
Sounds good.
All right. When we come back, we'll take some more of your calls with Assemblyman David Weprin. And quick shout-outs, Carolyn in Vermont, a shout-out to her. Ronnie in Boca Raton, a shout-out. Diamond in Queens, a shout-out. And Neil Diamond. Yes, that Neil Diamond, who's originally from Queens. Brother Ben.
I have another shout-out. Gil Skyer, and to the City Lights Group.
All right. Woo! Stay tuned for more of the Taxi Dave Show. We'll be right back.
The relationship that you have with your bank is the third teller from the left, then maybe it's time to rethink your relationships. At Melrose Credit Union, they believe you should get much more from a banking relationship. That's why they provide their members with a business services specialist, a dedicated individual who takes the time to get to know you and who is responsible for handling every single interaction you have with the credit union. So you can continue to wait for teller number three or head over to Melrose Credit Union. They look forward to getting to know you.
Proudly serving the New York transportation industry for over 20 years, Hereford Insurance Company serves the for-hire transportation market with all their insurance needs. Hereford Insurance provides TLC-required commercial auto liability, workers' compensation, theft, collision, and physical damage coverage. Hereford Insurance is located at 3601 43rd Avenue in Long Island City, New York. Visit Hereford.com for additional information or call 718-361-9191. 718-361-9191. That's 718-361-9191. Hereford Insurance. They move New York.
Are you sick of reality shows that aren't real at all? And laugh tracks attempting to disguise the not-so-funny? Come to the fair. Disenchanted with the day-to-day? Come to the Renaissance Fair. Ready to make some amazing memories with your family, your partner, or your friends? Come to the New York Renaissance Fair. Step into our legendary realm where beautiful items are crafted by hand. Entertainers will surprise and play for you. And our feast of food will delightfully overwhelm you. Spend the day at the fair and know true adventure and excitement. Real people, real food, real fun. Live it up at the New York Renaissance Fair.
The New York Renaissance Fair. Open Saturday, Sundays, and Labor Day Monday, August 5th through October 1st in Sterling Forest, Tuxedo Park. Buy discount tickets at Walgreens and Duane Reade. Performance schedules and other info at renfair.com. Raise a cold Heineken or Blue Moon and toast the Queen this weekend. Buy discount tickets at participating Walgreens locations.
Perland Brokerage is one of New York's oldest and largest insurance brokerages, specializing in all forms of TLC insurance. They represent many insurance companies for black cars, luxury, and car service vehicles, medallion taxis, and green cabs, so you can be assured that you will get comparative pricing. You can get your TLC required liability insurance as well as fire, theft, collision, and workers' compensation coverage. Perland can also help you with personal and other commercial insurance. For your convenience, Perland has 6 offices located throughout the city. To find their locations and hours of operation, visit their website at perlandbrokerage.com. For all your insurance needs, go to perlandbrokerage.com.
This is the Taxi Dave Show.
I hope you guys have an extra hour. 1 hour is really not long enough.
I'll have no voice left if I do that. We're here with Assemblyman David Weprin, Brother Ben, Claire, JFK Mike. I'm Taxi Dave. Here's an email. Time to cancel the contract with Accessoride and give these fares to yellow cabs to keep us alive.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Here's an email. Hey, Taxi Dave, can you talk about how do you go about buying a foreclosed medallion? Thank you very much. The fact is, I talk about buying a medallion. Call the people who foreclose on medallions. That's the best thing to do. That's the short answer. I'm not going to get into detail. We have like 5 minutes left to the show, so we're not going to get into all that stuff. But we do have Assemblyman David Weprin on, and Frank, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hi,
Frank.
Hi, Dave. I had two concerns. One, I wanted to let you know that they threw out my case in the TLC court.
Yay!
Yeah. They let me sit down first. I sat down. They said right away, dismissed. The woman was saying that I had gone slower to make the meter go faster on the Jericho Turnpike. And I told her I couldn't go over 35 miles an hour.
I want to smoke what she was smoking.
Pass it around.
Okay.
The other important concern, how about price congestion? That would help us. I mean, suppose that we could get a pass on price congestion, but Uber and Lyft would have to pay on price congestion. Is that
price
possible?
Price congestion, you mean surcharging?
Yeah, well, yes, they should have to pay a fee to come into low. To come into the area that we are by law allowed to be picking up on the street, they should have to pay a fee to come into that area.
That's a possibility. Any any thoughts on that, Assemblyman? You want to stay away from that one? Okay.
I'm not looking for proposals to tax going into certain areas in the city. You know, I think we're trying to get away from that, but there are other things we can do for traditional yellow cabs, and I'm not sure. The taxing part of it is the right answer on the other vehicles.
Okay.
But well, it's something to look at.
Thanks a lot, Frank. Doug, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Okay.
Hey, my name is Doug, S-I-T-T-E-L. I have a YouTube account. I worked with some court officials that were racing and tampering with court audio transcripts, and they said, look, we're going to have you thrown in jail before anyone finds out. And on my YouTube, it says drag this to 14 minutes. I can hear a conversation with the judge's friend. He says, look, if you talk, we're just going to throw you in jail.
So I went down to South Dakota. You talking to me, or are they talking to you?
They were talking to me. I recorded the conversation. It's on my YouTube. So they're holding me in the jail because I'm a witness to the things I recorded them doing.
Mm.
And I have a social worker where I am in jail. She has to handle my mail. So I can't mail anything out certified. She opens it in front of me and says,
Where are you now, Doug?
Me, I'm in a North Jersey locked facility, and they're telling me...
What did you record?
What's that?
What did you record?
Well, I recorded the proofs that they're erasing the transcripts from court cases that I was involved in when I worked with them for 3 years.
And what kind of court case was it?
Numerous various cases where people were calling into the judges, and they didn't want anybody to find out that they were doing favors and getting calls from people. That's all
state court, federal court, which court?
It was regular state municipal court. So I went back to get the transcripts. They erased everything, and the lady that gives you the transcripts says, here's what we did. I erased everything off the end so nobody can hear, and I chopped off parts, different words, that would incriminate the court. So then they were following me around.
All right, listen. Doug. I got to thank you so, so much for calling in. And to all our incarcerated listeners, hello from the Taxi Dave Show.
Yeah, you know, by the way, Dave, I'm also now in Albany chairman of the Corrections Committee, so I can deal with correction-related issues, jail-related issues. So
right.
Any of those.
Good. No, well, give me Doug's phone number. Give me Doug's phone number, okay? We'll pass it on a little bit. Okay, Harry, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show. Harry, go on.
Hello.
Hey, you're live on the Taxi Dave Show.
Yes. Uber is advertising all over the place that you don't need a license, you don't need insurance, you don't need anything. Now, you know and I know it's a lie.
That's right.
But they're allowed to do that without anybody challenging them. And who's the people in charge of TLC in Nassau County? But New York City TLC people.
Right.
So they're lying throughout the whole game. And
Uber's
they perpetuate that lie to everybody.
Uber's
why are yeah. Go. Let me ask you. Why are the yellow cabs not allowed to have a two-way radio?
They because the deal was made in 1981 to take them out and put them into black cars. That's how the black car industry was started, because all the yellow cabs were picking up the more lucrative radio calls. And that's why radios were taken out. But now that we have an app, you know, I mean, we get emails all the time and calls all the time. You know, what is a street hail? Is a street hail an e-hail? If it's different, it should be treated different. But now we are in a transition period, a technological transition period, which has affected the financial stability in this industry, and I believe it is going to come back. In fact, on September 11th, what a great day! There's going to be a medallion auction, okay, of some medallions that were foreclosed on for someone who wanted to know how to bid on them. I'll just tell you this: read my article in the Taxi Insider newspaper, which you can get at nyctaxinews.com, okay, my editorial's about buying a medallion. And
cool.
Just be careful. You know, there are TIF fees. The 30 cents on each fare, MTA fees, a medallion renewal fees. You have to make sure all that stuff's been paid, okay? Or that you're not liable for it as a buyer.
Mm.
Just want to
buyer beware.
Let you know. So
I just want to also thank the assemblyman. He's from District 24 for the assembly. Is that
where that's correct?
And
yes.
we're definitely going to tell the cabbies who live in your district that you're helping, that you're a friend of the cab driver, so we really appreciate that. And if they need more information, I guess they just go to you online, or is there a website we can get a hold
of you? You can call my district office, 718-454-3027. Again, it's 718-454-3027,
and that's
my district office.
That's district for 24, right, 24?
Right.
Gotcha.
All right, Gloria, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show. Gloria.
Good evening. How are you?
Okay.
How's everybody?
Good.
Now, I want to address something. Did anybody read the post, the New York
Post? We have a minute left, so make it quick, Gloria. We got 1 minute.
All right, I'm going to make it quick. Why is it that our mayor is willing to protect the bicycles and not allow the dockless bike to New York City? But he's insisting that he's not going to allow it, and he's going to impose every single rule and regulation. So he's protecting the bicycles in New York City, and he failed to protect the medallion owners? Talking about...
We certainly feel your pain. You want to say something, Brother Ben?
Yes.
Oh, by the way, you were vacationing with the Obamas, weren't you? What did you guys speak about?
That's between me and an Obama.
Oh, great. How about Donald Trump? Did he reach out to you yet?
I'm not allowed to discuss it.
Okay, listen, we've been on with Assemblyman David Weffrin. Thank you for staying on for the whole show, Assemblyman, and we hope you come back soon.
Thank you.
Claire, Mike, Brother Ben, thank you
all.
Thank you all. Thank all you callers for making us the number one talker in New York City on Sunday nights. And Uber shareholders are battling over the former CEO.
Yes.
They're going crazy. Read about it. The Wall Street Journal. I gotta go now. Taxi! The proceeding.